Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
TheChairShot.com.
TheChairShot.com. Always,
always
use your head.
You are now listening to ChairShot Radio. Always use your head.
You are beautiful on the inside. You are innocence personified. And I will drag you down and sell you out. Run away.
Want me to sing the rest of it?
No, please. Can you tap
my I am cold like December snow. I have carved out this soul made of stone, and I will drag you down.
So look, head trauma, happy Thursday, happy Mags Day. I am never excited for AEW Dynamite. I'm hyped tonight. Well, I'm sorry.
You can't tell.
Yesterday.
Oh, it was great, that blood and guts match, weren't it?
Oh, man. Yo, and the part where Ric Flair came in and had...
Woo!
And had a... And Rick and Tully and Arn turned on Cody to join up with what's the guys? The Inner Circle guys, or aka The Fist, if you listen to Sammy Guevara. No, I don't know what happened. We're recording on Wednesday. I just wanted to pop Mags real quick, but happy Thursday once again, Church Out Radio. It's your boy Rance, aka Ray Cash, with Mags the Big Fish.
Blah blah blah.
I was prepared to sing the whole damn song, bro.
I mean, save that till like you're on your own, and then you can sing it to your heart's content. You know, it's actually
embraced by the darkness. I'm losing the fight. Encircled by diamonds, I fight. What if I become?
Okay, I'm done. All right.
It's actually ironic you sung that because in the main event of UFC this past weekend, we got someone getting knocked out with a Judas effect.
Okay, so look, first and foremost, I can't remember my homeboy's name, but that boy is a beast.
Prochaska.
He got some problems on his hand. Number one. Number two, everybody who has real eyes knows that in real life, a back elbow or a stomach punch to the liver will hurt. This ain't real life. Mm-hmm. This is wrestling. You have to let me know that the move will hurt me.
Tell that to Dominic Reyes, because he was asleep.
That was one of the more scary knockouts, because he fell head first.
Head first, yep. And the guy's gone like 0-3 in his last three fights as well.
He might be done.
Yeah, he's doing the Dan Hardy chase to the top and then fall down the pecking order.
Well, light heavy is pretty strong right
killers.
Now. So yeah,
it's killers.
Was it good? I didn't watch the only fight I saw was the main. Was it a good card?
Yeah, a lot of decisions. I think only the last two fights actually ended with a finish. But yeah, I mean after the half of the triple title main event, you always get like that kind of palate cleanser, and this served really well as a palate cleanser.
Yeah, you know, I mean, we've had so much recently. It's okay to have a, like you said, just a good card, and that's one of the best knockouts you'll see all year. So
yeah, absolutely. And then this weekend we've got the most beset card that we've had in ages. It's had injuries. It's had people getting fired before the fight actually happened. Yeah, it's
until Wednesday. Martin Vettori has to be on this card, basically, because every fight he's been in for like 3 years has been stopped.
It was Cowboy Cerrone's opponent, and I can't remember who his original opponent was.
That's right.
But now he's got, it actually was Corey Sandhagen taking on TJ Dillashaw at first, but then Dillashaw got a cut over his eye. Then we had Diego Sanchez, he was fighting, but then he's been cut because of his idiot manager. That boy's gone crazy. Diego Sanchez may have now got some sort of dementia. He's saying now the UFC are looking to kill him. If he has a crash in his truck, the UFC have sent hitmen after him. Yeah, he's going crazy. But when you stop fists with your face, you do get a lot of CTE.
That's a little unnerving.
Yeah. He's definitely drinking his manager's Kool-Aid.
That is a little bit scary. Okay. And Diego is one of those guys that, like, kind of like Chris Lieben, takes too many punches.
Yes. I mean, he was always an exciting fighter, but technically, defensively, he was not good. He basically absorbs so much punishment, and you can tell it's had an effect on him mentally, because some of the things he's saying are conspiracy theory level of wild.
Well, so I want to speak about conspiracy theories, but in another medium. We actually have another fun show for you today, and we'll get to that after the break. But there is one major news item that we cannot miss. We would be remiss if we didn't talk about. And speaking of conspiracy theories, young Daniel Bryan Danielson.
The third,
Esquire. Apparently, and if you're not subscribing to Fightful Select, and I do not believe in wrestling journalism, and I subscribe to them because they're the only ones I trust that are doing this shit right.
Yep.
Sean Ross Sapp from Fightful reported that Bryan's contract ended after the Roman Reigns match on SmackDown. So as of right now, as we speak, Daniel Bryan Danielson is essentially a free agent.
No complete cause.
Yeah, contract ended, so that his contract is off the books. So yeah, he can go wherever he wants to go tomorrow, technically, if he wants to.
Yep, and we all know that when Daniel's contract is coming up, he starts to talk about dream fights and places he'd like to wrestle and kind of like the matches he wants to be in, and he's been doing that a lot recently. There was talk that his contract actually finished in September. But he corrected that. He said, just because I signed in September doesn't mean the contract ended in September. According to reports, he is a free agent. But then I think Fightful may be reporting in the next few hours, or by the time you listen to this, it may have already come out that he's actually re-signed with WWE. Sources from inside AEW apparently did reach out to him. And they got the feeling from him that he wasn't going to be available, that it was very likely that he'll sign. Apparently, Ring of Honor reached out, and they were told straight away, nope, he's absolutely not available. So, yeah.
Man, Kobe was never going to leave the Lakers, no matter how many times he bitched about the Lakers. Kobe wasn't leaving.
Yeah.
Right?
It's a play. It's a play to get a shorter kind of like part-time contract and to perhaps go on a tour of the WWE brands and get those like internal dream fights after.
So wasn't no way in hell Bryan was leaving WWE, bro. It just wasn't happening. No. And it's funny, that man's been affiliated with WWE since he was 18 years old. You think he's going to all of a sudden go somewhere else?
Yeah, I mean, it set the internet on fire. And I suppose that was the way that maybe Daniel wanted it to go, because it gives him more leverage and more kind of like bargaining power. If there's all these other companies clamoring for him, and there's all this interest from fans, obviously he can ask for more money for less dates. But yeah, he was never going to go anywhere, especially with his wife looking at coming back to WWE in the near future. Yeah,
good point.
It was always a power play, but you do what you do. It's the hustle, isn't it? It's the game.
So let's play devil's advocate, right? Let's say he doesn't. I'm not going to be so stupid as to say, what if he goes to AEW? No. But let's say he does do the Cody tour. What are the three matches you'd want to see him have with any wrestler not signed in WWE? Just pick three.
Okay. Now, this, even if he wasn't signed for WWE, I still don't think these matches would happen, because I think he wants such a limited schedule, because he wants to stay at home with his family. So I can't see him doing 6 month long tours of Japan, or can't see him doing like tours in England or anything like that. So
sure, but we're not being realistic. Just
no, just, you know, that's what, you know. That, I would just put in that caveat in there. Now for me, it's got to be Shingo. Shingo's got to be one.
Okay, so you want Bryan to die? Okay.
That match against Will Ospreay was all the wrestling in the world. That made in Japan through two tables was immense. Such a good match. So then I would like to see him face Zack Sabre Jr.
Yeah. Especially now that they're older. Yeah, that would be really fun to see. Yeah.
And then I'd like to see him against Rey Fénix.
I figured you were going to throw a high flyer in there. That would be really fun. And my God, the things Fénix could do against Bryan. Those are three good shouts. I would pay money to see all three of them. I want to see Bryan and the Murder Grandpa Suzuki. I think that would be a fun fucking match. I would love to see that. I may talk a lot of shit about the guy, but he's impeccable and untouchable when you talk about in ring. I think a Bryan versus Omega match could be maybe the biggest non-WWE match in a long time. And I'm trying to think outside the box. I don't want to just think of the same old guys.
I mean, the thing with Daniel Bryan, though, is his style. You can't even say he's got a style, because he can work with absolutely any type of opponent.
Pure hybrid.
You get a lot of wrestlers who are huge stars, but you know that if they have a certain kind of opponent, they're going to struggle in getting a good match. Daniel Bryan could legitimately wrestle against a broomstick and would get a great match out of it. He is that good. So you could name anybody and it would be a top draw match.
Well, I'll give you my third then, to kind of match your thing. You gave me a high flying kind of fantastical match with Fénix. I gave you Omega. You gave me a bruiser power guy with Shingo. I gave you that with Suzuki. You gave me Sabre. I'm gonna give you the new standard in technical wrestling. I'm gonna give you John Gresham.
Oh, that is tasty. That is a tasty match. Yes.
I think it could be fun.
There's no losers. If Daniel Bryan were to go on a world tour, you could sell pay-per-views just on his name and just have no story for the match. Just Daniel Bryan versus ex-wrestler, and it would sell out because he's just so, so damn good. But I want him to do a tour of NXT. I want Daniel Bryan versus Gargano. I want Daniel Bryan versus Kyle O'Reilly. I want Daniel Bryan versus Karrion Kross. I want Daniel Bryan versus Cameron Grimes.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, all of them are great, but Cameron Grimes to the moon. But you missed the one match we have to have if Bryan does a tour of the indie WWE circuits. Just one match.
Walter,
yes. If we're going to send this man to Calvary, we might as well send him the right way.
Mm-hmm.
If we're going to go ahead and put this man out of his misery and give a pension to his family, we might as well do it the correct way.
Oh, even Daniel Bryan versus Tommy Ciampa. Oh.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Oh.
Daniel Bryan versus Timothy Thatcher.
Oh, that's amazing.
Daniel Bryan versus Zach Gibson.
Mm-hmm. Just send him to NXT. Send him to NXT.
You know, but
if it sounds wink.
Daniel Bryan versus Finn Balor.
Mm-hmm. Banger. Absolute banger.
Here's the problem. And I don't believe in all this bullshit that Vince and Triple H are trying to outmaneuver each other. But he's going to go to NXT and get more over than he ever was. And Vince is going to be like, wait a minute. Something's not right.
I want him back.
Yeah. I know Vince is calling Triple H every day like, okay, you've had Balor for about 2 years. I need Finn back. One more thing. Now, I want to say this was told to me in private. But I think this is a really good idea. Have you seen the vignettes for the Diamond Mine in NXT?
Go on, remind me.
So the vignette is basically like an MMA group or MMA training facility, a bunch of guys fighting, training. And then at the end of it, it has talking about they turn, pressure turns coal into diamonds and we make diamonds. Then at the end of it, it has this logo that says Diamond Mine. So it's apparently a new faction coming to NXT called the Diamond Mine.
Interesting.
So our very own, I say our very own, he'll never show up. Our good friend and brother, Clivert J. Cliverson of the Richard and Clivert Show, pitched this to me earlier. So there's already an idea of who's going to be in the faction. I think Desmond Troy, who used to be known as, his real name is Denzel Dejournette, I think is in the faction because he's a college wrestler. Daniel Vadeau, the New Zealander who was a rugby player, I think his new name is Ezra Judge, I think is his new name. He's supposed to be in it from all the rumors, right? What if they brought back an Olympic hero to be the leader and the kind of the front person of the faction? What if Kurt Angle was behind the Diamond Mine?
Yeah, I mean, there is one person who does stand out to being behind the Diamond Mine, and I hope to God it is not this person, Tessa Blanchard.
No, they've already said it's not her. And plus, Tessa Blanchard ain't got no MMA ties.
No, I suppose.
The commercial straight up is MMA. The commercial looks so good that I almost was about to ask, well, whose gym is this?
Mm-hmm.
And then I realized, wait a minute, that's a vignette. So it's not Tessa.
Yeah, I mean, Kurt Angle coming back, he's not doing any work for any other companies. I think he's just started the podcast, I think, with Comrade Thompson. So I'm sure he will be free and getting back involved with WWF. How is he not training these recruits? You would think he would be ideal for that job.
He doesn't want it. He's come on and talked about that he doesn't want to. He wants to train, but he wants to kind of do it on his own time. He doesn't want to be a full-time guy.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the
he was a producer, wasn't he? And he said he didn't like doing it at all. He didn't feel comfortable doing it.
It's the regularity of it. Mm-hmm. It's not that he doesn't like the job. It's the regularity of it that he's against. But him and Hunter have talked about him coming down and doing a month.
Yeah.
Or, you know, how they do those guest spots. I mean, and to be fair, That's how Hunter got Sean. And then Sean loved it so much, he stayed full time.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. Taker is doing the same thing. Taker is comes in every now and then, works with the big man, and then goes back to Austin and just hangs out. So, but with Angle doing that, Angle, and he won't be wrestling, like, of course. But he'll be on TV, he'll be giving back, and he'll be around enough to where he's inevitably going to help these guys. That's just who he is.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, when you've had the plethora of talent that WWE have had, and then for every kind of one that is leaves on bad terms, there's dozens that are still on really good terms. Why wouldn't you keep bringing these people in to share their knowledge and their kind of wealth of the way that you wrestle a WWE style? You think that would make absolute sense, but yeah, you don't hear a lot of it. I mean, sometimes you hear, like, Lance Storm has been down there a few times. I think they had the guy from Chikara down there a few times, Quackenbush. Although he certainly won't be back again, I don't think. But
he's done.
Yeah, you'd think they would use more of the former talent to kind of spread that knowledge. But, yeah, it's weird.
One more thing, and then we're going to take a break, and then it's going to be the Mag Show with our special topic of the day. Shout out to Candice LeRae finally getting some gold.
Mm-hmm. I love this kind of poison pixie character she's got going. I didn't like it at first. I thought it was a little bit cheesy, and it didn't really work for her. But yeah, she absolutely makes it work. The way for me is a brilliant little stable. I really like the chemistry between the four. Indy Hartwell, who I slated a few weeks ago, her love affair with Dexter Lumis is the best thing on TV today. So yeah, I'm hyped for Candice LeRae to be a champion. But that title's been hot-shotted three. These are the third champions in like 50 days or something like that.
Yeah, but I think you can say Ember and Shotzi had a fair run because they had a bunch of title defenses.
Mm-hmm. I mean, having a title hotshot is, I mean, it gives everybody, I mean, they've got a massive women's division down there. It gives a lot of women who are not in the mix for the main title something to be doing. So, I mean, hot shot in a title, sometimes it works, and I think it's working with this NXT Women's Tag Titles.
You know something I noticed about the way that it didn't hit me until last night, or until Tuesday night? So we all understand that Johnny and Candice are like the mom and dad, and Indy and Theory are like the young, dumb teenagers, right? What I haven't realized is the one thing that people always said about Johnny and always said about Candace were they're too small. So they went and got kids who are literally the biggest kids in their area. Mm-hmm. Theory is a big, swole, 6'3", you know, bodybuilder. Indy's probably the biggest chick in the business.
He looked massive on this week's NXT.
He did. And their beatdown to Karrion Kross was done perfectly.
Yeah.
And Indy, we forget because she's cute and she's kind of reserved, but she's a hoss. Mm-hmm. She's like legit 6'1". So I just thought that was a cool little extra wrinkle that, though, of course, those would be the two that they made their kids.
Yeah, it's a good thing to have noticed. I didn't really notice that.
All right, well, okay, so... Let's get to the good part. We're going to take a break. We're going to sell some t-shirts from ProWrestlingTees.com/chairshot. Go buy some t-shirts. We're going to pay some bills. And when we come back, we're going to explain a little game that Mags and I are doing for the next 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So you're listening to Chair Shot Radio, Head Trauma Thursdays, the midweek mainstay of thechairshot.com. We'll be right back.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Hey folks, PC Tony here. Thanks to our new partnership with Angry Lemonade, you can save 10% on physical products and digital commissions using the promo code CHAIRSHOT. Head to angrylemonade.net to check out their amazing catalog of products and services. Use the promo code CHAIRSHOT to save 10%. That's angrylemonade.net.
Are you looking for the newest and hottest in the world of pro wrestling? Then check out the amazing action on Powerslam.tv, the biggest indie pro wrestling channel in the world. Get over 6,000 hours of the best events from over 150 of your favorite promotions from 20 different countries around the globe. Brands like Progress Wrestling, Evolve Wrestling, Combat Zone, Defy, PCW Ultra, PWX, Over the Top, Shine, and hundreds of others with fresh content added every day for only $5.99 per month. Get your free trial today at powerslam.tv.
Go to powerslam.tv, promo code CHAIRSHOT, get your free month. Again, that's powerslam.tv, promo code CHAIRSHOT.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
And we are back. So, do you want to explain it, Mags, or do you want me to explain it?
I mean, I can explain it if you like. So, last week we did AEW versus NXT / WWE. That was from our kind of like pot of wacky ideas that we came up with when we first started the show. And one of the other ideas that we had around that time was having an NXT version of Baller, the Battle of Los Angeles. So over the last few days or so, Rancier has put in place some rules for this tournament, and the rules were we had to have 8 males from NXT, 8 females from NXT, and then was it 8 from the performance center, the trainees? Was that right?
Yeah, exactly. And they could have been on TV, but they cannot have won a championship. We are looking for underutilized talent. And let me say this. We can't call it Bola. I got a name for it. It's the BOP.
Okay.
The Battle of Pembroke Pines.
Now, I forgot the one about the titles, because I've got quite a few people in here who won titles.
See, classic Mags not listening to the rules.
But I did apply my own little rule, as I want to do. I included some people from NXT UK as well.
Okay, that's I was hoping we'd get some of them. You know what? Screw it. Do you have any world champions? Okay, that's a yes. Go ahead.
No, I'm actually looking up them.
Go ahead.
I've got a couple of NXT champions, and a cruiserweight champion, tag team champion. Nobody who's actually won the world title. I don't think.
When I mean world title, I meant the NXT title. But screw it, you already done the list, so I've had it.
I wish I didn't forget the Battle of
Pembroke Pines. Hey, full disclosure: the reason we're only doing Mags today is because I forgot about the whole damn thing. So can't say anything.
Yeah. So I'll go through my entrance first, because for people who don't know what Baller is, it's a tournament run by Pro Wrestling Guerrilla. It used to happen every year. I don't think there was one last year because obviously of COVID, but it's usually the greatest of the indie wrestling darlings. It's kind of almost like the Star Maker tournament, because whoever is in the semi-finals and the finals usually get signed up by a huge company. You've had some big names win the tournament before. Guys like Ricochet have won, Adam Cole has won, I think Kyle O'Reilly, so all that huge stuff. Yeah, Keith Lee, all huge stars. But it's kind of like I said, the Star Maker. If you win that, you're one of the elite of the indie wrestling world. But what they did over the, I think the last about 6 or 7 years, they actually extended the block. So instead of having like a standard bracket with 8 on one side and 8 on the other side, they now have like a three-way bracket. So you have 3 blocks of 8, all leading to a triple threat elimination match at the end. So that means we've got 24 wrestlers. So I've got 8 from the PC. I have got 8 NXT/NXT UK females, and I've got 8 NXT/NXT UK males. So I'll quickly go through my squad. So I've got from the UK, I've got Candy Floss. I've got Joe Gacy. Also, I've got Christian Casanova. I've got Ezra Judge. I've got Blake Christian. And then the 3, which I think everybody would have picked from the PC, Simone Johnson, obviously, Baby Rock. Mm-hmm. I've got Bronson Rick Steiner. And I've got the Destroyer of Gods, Parker Boudreaux. So then for my females, I have got the newly signed Sarah. I've gone with Toni Storm. Yeah. I mean, she, I think she's needs a little bit work on her kind of like charisma, but as an in-ring, absolutely outstanding. I've gone for Toni Storm. Mm-hmm. I've gone for one of the most underappreciated on NXT. I've gone with Xia Li.
Well done.
I've gone to the UK now for Ginny, and then Piper Niven, and then Millie McKenzie.
Okay.
I've come back to America for Shotzi Blackheart, and then Zoe Stark.
Okay, so do you have Millie's best friend with her?
Ah, well, she's got one of her friends.
Okay.
So then for the males, we have got Cameron Grimes, because you could not have Cameron Grimes on it. He's also been in a couple of ballers, actually.
That's what got him famous.
Then I've gone for Isaiah Swerve Scott.
I love that pick.
Kyle O'Reilly.
Okay.
Kushida.
Okay.
Tyler Bate.
Okay.
Jordan Devlin.
Okay.
Roderick Strong.
And
I think he's been in the most ballers. And then last, Volta.
Jesus Christ. Speaking of a guy who's been in a million ballers.
Right. So for the matches, I mean, I could have gone the easy route.
Didn't Joey Janela beat Walter in a one of those tournaments or something? Somebody beat Walter, and I was looking at the results, and it was like the most asinine thing I'd ever read. Neither here nor there. I just wanted to note that like Walter still does lose to people he shouldn't lose to.
Yeah, Walter got lost to Shingo in 2018 in the semifinals.
Okay, that may be it, but that I feel a little better about Shingo.
Yeah, obviously. So instead, for the matches, you could have easily just put them together yourself. But what I actually did is I used a random name generator to pick these matches for me.
Good man.
I'll go for the first block. We have Candy Floss taking on Sarah. We have Blake Christian taking on Xia Li. We've got Cameron Grimes taking on Bronson Rick Steiner. and we've got Zoe Stark taking on Papa Niven. So the winners of those, I have got Sarah beating Candy Floss. I've got Blake Christian beating Zia Lee. I've got Cameron Grimes beating Bronson Ricksteiner. And I've got Zoe Stark beating Papa Niven. What do you think of those picks?
Well, right.
Right. So then
the Zoe Stark beating Piper is a shock, but the rest of it's pretty spot on.
I mean, yeah, you can't always have like the massive favorite. You need a few shocks in there to kind of like mix it up, I suppose. So for the second block, we've got Toni Storm taking on Kyle O'Reilly. We've got Kushida taking on Millie McKenzie. We've got Walter taking on Jordan Devlin. And we've got Parker Boudreaux taking on Tyler Bate.
Walter and Devlin, so where's Max Blarsky?
Well, let's just see where these go. I've got Kyle O'Reilly beating Toni Storm. I've got Millie McKenzie beating Kushida. I've got Walter beating Jordan Devlin. And I've got Parker Boudreaux beating Tyler Bate.
Wow.
So let's get into block three. And we start with Simone Baby Rock Johnson taking on Shotzi Blackheart. We've got Christian Casanova taking on Ezra Judge. We've got Ginna taking on Roddy Strong. And we've got Joe Gacy taking on Isaiah Swerve Scott. So the winners of those is Shotzi beats Simone Johnson. We've got Ezra Judge beating Christian Casanova. And then we've got Roddy Strong beating Ginna and Swerve beating Joe Gacy.
Okay. Chop.
So going into the quarterfinals, we've got Sarah versus Blake Christian. We've got Cameron Grimes against Zoe Stark. We've got Kyle O'Reilly versus Millie McKenzie. Volta versus Parker Boudreaux. Shotzi Blackheart versus Ezra Judge. And Roddy Strong versus Swerve Scott.
Some of these are pay-per-view matches, though.
Yeah. They're absolute bangers. So going into the semis, I've got Sarah. She beats Blake Christian. I've got Cameron Grimes beating Zoe Stark. Mm-hmm. I've got Kyle O'Reilly beating Millie McKenzie. Mm-hmm. I've got Volta beating Parker Boudreaux.
Just hold on. Think about just them standing across the ring from one another.
It's Big Show versus Brock all over again.
Yeah. Right on.
Yep. And then I've got Shotzi beating Ezra Judge, and I've got Roddy Strong beating Swerve.
Okay.
So then we go into the semis. So three matches in the semis. Sarah takes on Cameron Grimes, Kyle O'Reilly versus Volta, and Shotzi Blackheart versus Roddy Strong. So first finalist is going to the moon. It's Cameron Grimes.
To the moon.
Ted DiBiase. Then Volta versus Kyle O'Reilly. Volta goes to the final.
I don't even know why we even are going through the motions. We know we're winning. I don't even know why we're doing this.
Shotzi Blackheart against Roddy Strong. Shotzi Blackheart goes through.
You got shots. Okay, is the match is it no DQ?
If she hasn't killed herself in the three matches that she's had so far, Walter is going to kill her.
The best description I've heard of Shotzi is she has big ECW energy.
Mm-hmm.
Poor Ryan.
A talent is very rough around the edges, but my God, she's so charismatic.
Yeah. I know Zandig is somewhere wishing, damn, I wish I had her 10 years ago.
Yeah. So let's get into this triple threat elimination match. Cameron Grimes versus Volta versus Shotzi Blackheart.
You don't see that every day.
Exactly. First elimination, who do you think?
So conventional wisdom says it's Shotzi, but I'm going to say it's Cameron Grimes.
The first elimination is Cameron Grimes.
Yep.
Beat by Shotzi Blackheart, pinned by Shotzi. So then we have Volta versus Shotzi Blackheart. And Shotzi goes Broadway with Volta, taking everything he fires. But she just can't beat the big Austrian. And Volta is the winner of BOP.
Walter had to beat a woman ass to try to Walter beat anybody. That's a damn shame.
Yeah.
Walter will kick the cat walking across the street if he needs to.
Yep. So that
I would pay money to see Walter versus Shotzi, though, because she would sell like a monster for him.
And she'd give it him back as well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's a great point. She ain't no punk. Shotzi's gonna give it to you. In fact, I would have liked to have seen you throw Sarai or Xia Li at Walter. Because they are none too afraid to throw back.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. The only reason I had Sarai losing to Cameron Grimes was I haven't seen enough of Sarai to warrant it. But Cameron Grimes is an absolute star in the making. He's one of those wrestlers that is over without ever needing to be anywhere near a title.
And he has the perfect finisher because he can hit that shit out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The cave-in.
Cave-in. I thoroughly enjoyed that, sir. I don't really have many qualms about any of the victories. The Tyler Bate losing to Parker makes sense because Tyler's kind of in a putting over stage right now until he gets another push again. And we needed to see Parker versus versus Walter.
As soon as they were drawn in the same block, that match had to happen.
All right, then. So I'm going to put you on the spot. Since you have booked a successful BOP, the WWE Bola, you got to tell me, realistically, who can and who will beat Walter for the NXT UK Championship? Because he can't keep it forever. He's got to lose that. He's not Bruno. We're not going to get 7 years of Walter as NXT UK champ. Somebody got to beat him. Is it Rampage Brown? Is it Shaw Samuels? Is it Joe Gacy? AKA gonna get another shot? Who is it? Is it Nathan? Whatever Ben Carter's name is now. Nathan Fillion? Is that it?
Yeah, I think so. I don't think it's any of them. I think it's Finn Balor. I think once Finn has been in this fatal four way with Karrion Kross and Kyle O'Reilly and Pete Dunne, I think Volta basically interferes and we get Finn versus Volta, and I think Finn takes the title.
I gotta be honest with you, I groaned at that segment only because we've seen Finn, O'Reilly, and Dunn fighting for the title against each other for the better part of 6 months, and I was very happy when they pulled a swerve on us and Gargano and Theory came out and had the beatdown on Cross, because nothing against any of them. I think the right move is Cross. If we're not doing Cross Finn rematch, Cross versus O'Reilly, I think is the next spot.
Yeah.
But give me something different. Like, let me have something different that I can sink my teeth into. And to see, you know, chicken shit heel Gargano, you know, get one over on. Are they looking at Cross almost as a babyface? He's talking really babyface-ish recently.
Yeah, and if you've got the way attacking him, that instantly makes him the babyface because they're the biggest heels on the show right now, I think.
He was the babyface against Legato.
Mm-hmm.
He can pull off the badass babyface role, I think.
Yeah, I think he's very much the kind of Austin tweener role. I don't think he's ever going to be 100% white meat babyface, but you would root for him over the likes of Gargano.
So basically, he's Randy Orton.
Yeah, pretty much. He can switch it as and when he needs to respond.
So, ladies and gentlemen, Walter, once again, wins everything. LOL. Next week, I'm going to give you guys my bop. And I'm going to stick within the rules. So it's going to be a lot more unknowns, I think, than what my boy Mags did. But I will say, in terms of star power from knowing what we're going to get, yours might be better than mine.
I mean, I just play to the crowd. That's what it is.
Well, clearly you did. If you got the biggest babyface in the entire tournament, you got probably the most endearing and fun character, and you got the most dominant person. That's Paul Heyman booking, bro.
Play to your strengths. Play to your strengths.
Accentuate the positives and hide the negatives. One of the greatest pieces of advice I've ever heard someone say, and I heard it on a damn documentary. I'd be curious to see if Hunter would actually do this.
I bet Hunter would. I bet Vince would veto it.
Yeah, but Hunter has autonomy when it comes down to the NXT group. So, you know, he could feasibly say NXT. He technically has a bowler tournament. It's called the damn Worlds Collide.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right? I love that. When that comes around, I absolutely love it.
I went. Survivor Series weekend. I went. I was there when it was Imperium versus The Era, and it was Finn versus Iggy Dragonfly. And DIY versus Mustache Mountain. Mm-hmm. The card was fire. That's the card where Devlin won the title. And Toni Storm Rhea was bad, but whatever.
But yeah, those other four matches. Toni Storm has not had a good time in WWE. She struggled.
Yeah, I mean, I think she's in the right role now, and. I'm glad she's using her star power to put over somebody that could use it. Because Zoe Stark seems like she's for real and she's here to stay.
Yeah.
And so, like, just by feuding with Tony and getting that roll-up win on Tony, she feels more important. But yeah, he could easily say, give me 8 NXT guys, give me 8 NU guys, give me 8 Performance Center guys, or you could say, give me 8 205 guys.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, I mean, they've got the talent.
By the way, two things. Any news? Have you heard anything on the NXT Evolve show?
Not recently, no.
Okay, because that's supposed to be happening. And have you heard of the possible rumors of NXT work in WWE working with MLW?
I have heard that rumor, yes.
Oh boy, you tell me we get Jacob for two, we get the Von Erichs, we get Gino. It.
We called that.
Spot on. Yep. We be breaking news here on Head Trauma. What's up?
Yeah, 6 months before it actually happens. Beat that, Sean Ross Sapp. Sign up to Head Trauma Select for the Head
Trauma news. I love it. I love it. So what is the denomination of Big Fish? How do they pay us?
In flakes. Is it fish flakes?
You pay us in algae.
Yeah.
Or
doubloons.
Oh, doubloons. Jesus Christ. Doubloons. Shout out to Davy Jones and his locker. Yeah, we just bullshit now. So normally we give y'all like a good hour, sometimes hour and a half of content. I needed a short one today. It's been a long week. Got a lot of things going on.
I bet when you stitch these together, it's an hour.
I say 45.
Yeah. Well, we let it inside that after all the grief we got off Patrick for not going long, and then we show up and give a short episode.
He can't say shit because he talked that shit we gave our rebuttal, and then the first thing he did was he called me to fill in for his next Chair Shot Radio. So I think we won that one.
Yes, we did.
Shout out to Patrick. Shout out to Bandwagon Nerd. Shout out to all the shows on the Chair Shot where you can come and there's something for everybody, male, female.
There's not a bad show on it. And I like that my my nickname for Bandwagon Nerds got used by Tony. Props for that. The crown jewel of pop culture.
That's a dope nickname, and we're gonna use that. We may put that on a t-shirt. I love that name, but we have everything. Like Tony likes to say, we have sports, comma, we have entertainment, comma, and then we have Big Fish slash sports entertainment. Slash sports entertainment. We got it all for you here at the Chair Shot. So you know, check us out. Come look at some of the cool stuff we got. Chair Shot Radio every morning with a different person. People like Greg DeMarco, the head honcho, the big dog. Got PC Tony a few days a week. We got Hockey Talk with Patrick O'Dowd and the lawyer Dave Ungar. Of course, you have us. You got Chris Platt and Andrew Blaz, a.k.a. the Chair Shots, Kornheiser, and Wilbon. We got everything for you. You know what I'm saying? We got A Winner Is You. We got Babyface Hill Podcast. We got so many shows. We got the Total Package series and Outsider's Edge.
The first episode was absolutely outstanding.
Thank you. The second episode, Top 10 of Raw, dropped. As you're listening to this, it dropped last night. Mm-hmm. So check that out. And this weekend, I'm going to live tweet the Top 10 from the Outsider's Edge Twitter. Just to get some dialogue going. But yeah, just check us out. We're doing everything. Also want to shout out our friends over at Visionaries. Shout out our friends at Shoot to Sports-ish. And, you know, because of my boy Clive Bird and our good friends Jeremy and Josh and Rich and those guys, shout out to Social Suplex. And shout out to the Big Fish.
Thank you.
So to finish up, I just wanted to say it warmed my heart that to see you get the love that you deserve on Twitter the other day. That made me happy because you deserve it.
Well, thank you very much. I was on The Mind Behind with Spencer Love, which felt a little bit like a wowy watch. But the way Spencer like does his show is so good. Yeah, I've never been about the clout or the fame. I don't want to be Twitter famous from this. It's just I do this for fun. But yeah, it's cool when you get acknowledged for the effort you put in.
I'm sorry, I'm looking at a picture of the Blood and Guts set right now, and it looks pretty cool. There are some things that are kind of funny about it, but it's funny to me how bad that Cody and Tony just wanted to. This won't be better than anything NXT War Games does, I don't think, because I think the evolution of the sport has evolved so much past just brawls and kicks. And
yeah.
One of the things that they would not acknowledge that was the use of the cage didn't matter. The use of the cage mattered back in the day because you could use the top of the cage as a weapon.
Yeah.
Because the cage wasn't but 8 feet tall.
For me, the problem with the roof being on the cage now is the wrestlers are so technically more skilled than the wrestlers of the mid-90s. And what you're doing is I think you're stunting them there. You're hamstringing them where they can't use... If you're trapped with a roof, you can't use the half-lying moves. I mean, in the groups, I suppose, there's not that many half-liers. Maybe Sammy Guevara's...
It's a few. It's the Guevara, both Proud and Powerful, can get up and they can go.
Yeah, I suppose.
Yeah. So, you know, Dash has played, he played a little bit with his love affair of the top rope every now and then.
Yeah, never again since it cost him. So, yeah, I mean, it's going to be a brilliant match, though. The whole event's going to be really good. AEW's chance to really knock it out of the park.
They have a shot to really set themselves up.
going into Double or Nothing, which is announced as full capacity on May 30th.
Tony Khan. These eyeballs were popping out of his skull. He was on the nose candy. Fact.
Oh, him and Shane both. I mean, that man is he's the GM of the Jaguars. He's the president of Fulham, and he's over AEW. That man, like, he's working on 30 hours a day in a 24-hour day. Like, he got to keep something up. Keep him up. What you do, Mags, is if you want the best of both worlds, do it Lethal Lockdown style. Put the cage on after everybody's in the match.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good idea.
So this is food for thought. So can't wait to watch Blood and Guts tonight to see Bryan Danielson debut as the newest member of the Inner Circle.
Scenes if he does. Absolute scenes if he rocks up on AEW.
No, man. So you can find me at It's Ray Cash. R-A-Y as in Mysterio, C-A-S-H as in dollars. Mags, promote all your stuff, my brother.
I am at D-E-J Kirby. You can find me all over the chair shop, both on this and on Five Rounds with my son, Carlos, where we talk UFC. And if you haven't had enough of my voice, you can also find me on Chain Wrestling and Radio Techers as well. So come and check me out.
Shout out to Simon and Tanner.
Mm-hmm.
Radio Techers.
Second shout out for Simon in 2 days.
Hey, that's my boy. I like that. We need to get him on one of these shows one of these days. I like Simon. Aren't you? Didn't something happen on Radio Techers that got you excited?
I'm always excited about Radio Techers.
I mean, but you weren't so much excited about football recently, but something happened in football that got you hyped, didn't it?
Did it? The European Super League? Is that what you're talking about? Oh, the match getting cancelled because of the protests.
Was that what it was? Well, hey, Old Trafford got destroyed from what I heard.
Well, you heard wrong. They clapped over a gate. That's all the crowd did. I mean, Old Trafford's been falling down for years anyway. It's not been kept up well as a stadium. But, I don't think they did a lot of damage. It was just more the publicity.
Nobody will ever forget it, trust me. I didn't see it, but I can only imagine the scenes and the visuals.
Yeah, I was talking to quite a few football fans over here in the UK about it, and one was saying it's not going to affect the company at all. The way you do it is hit them in the pocket. You don't buy the tickets, you don't buy the shirts, stuff like that. And my argument was not selling a few thousand shirts or tickets to a club like Man United is pennies in the fountain. Because they've got so many revenue streams from all across the world, they wouldn't miss that. What would affect them is the worldwide press of this protest. That would affect the bottom line of the company. That would affect the share price, and it would also make the owners stand up and think, "Yeah, we've pushed them too far this time."
Head trauma football talk, not the one that you use in America.
Not hand egg.
Is that what you call it? A hand egg?
Hand egg. Yeah,
that's pretty funny. That's actually pretty spot on. Because we're just about to bullshit just keep bullshitting. It's time to go. Let's get out of here.
Yeah.
You want me to sing some more Judas? I'm becoming.
I apologize for this, listeners.
Flub, 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 flub.
That's better.
We'll see y'all later. See y'all next week.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
You know how to book flights and hotels.
All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.